This is Fresh Air. Trumpeter Amir El-Safar grew up near Chicago playing jazz. In the early 2000s, while in his mid-20s, he began investigating the music of his Iraqi heritage, studying in Baghdad and with expatriate musicians in Europe. Then he began combining the two. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of El-Safar's latest.
Amir El-Safar from his new disc, Alchemy, a step forward in defining and refining his concept. A couple of his earlier albums featured what struck me as an uneasy mix of jazz and traditional Iraqi instruments. It was as if the trumpeter were still digesting his influences. Alchemy is for a straight jazz quintet, but El-Safar brings all he knows about Iraqi rhythm patterns of strong, weak, and silent beats, and about the maqams, traditional scales built on narrow intervals and the melodic patterns that go with them. A maqam colors a performance the way the blues scale tints the blues. The extra challenge is the notes may lie between the ones trumpet and saxophone are designed for, and then the players have to improvise on those scales. Among hip New Yorkers, Dan Weiss is the go-to drummer for integrating complex global rhythms into limber jazz time. He and bassist Francois Moutin warm up for this stuff playing Rudresh Mahanthapa's cross-cultural music. Negotiating those Iraqi microtones led Amir El-Safar to also try on a quarter-tone scale of 24 notes to the octave. It's a way to reconcile or split the difference between Western and Eastern tuning systems. This leads him to some very colorful harmonies, some newly charted blue notes. El-Safar and saxophonist Ola Matheson play those quarter tones so precisely they make a freshly tuned piano sound exotic. Eastern scales pose special problems for pianists stuck with the same old 12 notes. But John Askreet compensates using dissonant harmony and the power of suggestion. His solos often reflect the sound of the Iraqi santur. That's a zither played with small hammers, which is basically what a piano is. There are echoes of John Coltrane's so-called sheets of sound in John Askreet's scale-based approach, just as Amir El-Safar's compositions may reference Miles Davis's modal jazz or the oblique melodies of Wayne Shorter and Andrew Hill. The Iraqi strain is a new twist, but cultural hybrids have been jazz's bread and butter since W.C. Handy dropped a tango into a St. Louis blues. Sun Ra's Egyptian-inspired modal pieces of the 1950s also paved the way, and the work of Ra's Egyptian admirer, Salah Ragab. Every new idea becomes new again in time. The music on Amir El-Safar's Alchemy doesn't always sound lived in. The players appear a little cautious at times. A two-week tour might easily cure that. Meantime, there are many global musical systems that jazz hasn't absorbed yet, though everything gradually draws closer together. And jazz tradition keeps stretching to incorporate what musicians bring to it.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Alchemy, the new album by trumpeter Amir El-Safar on the Pi label. Coming up, John Powers tells us about a novelist he thinks is so good, he's forced copies of her books into the hands of friends. This is Fresh Air.